but for a kind of obstructive loyalty. They didn't sound like a potential deep bone. "I don't think so," he said. "Oh, you don't think so?" "Hold on, hold on. Deep Bone claimed to know the dog Waffles, and a dog ought to know if his master was acting oddly. Dogs liked routine." "I think it's very unusual for his lordship to be outside the palace at that time," said William carefully. "Not part of the routine." "Nor is stabbing your clerk and trying to run off with a very heavy sack of cash," said Vimes. "Yeah, we noticed that too. We're not stupid. We only look stupid. Oh, and the guard said he smelt spirits on his lordship's breath."
"Does he drink?"
"Not so as you'd notice. He's got a drinks cabinet in his office." Vimes smiled. "You noticed that. He likes other people to drink." "But all that might mean was that he was plucking up the courage to..." William began and stopped.
"No, that's not Vetinari. He's not that sort."
"No, he isn't," said Vimes. He sat back. "Perhaps you'd better think again, Mr. Durward. Maybe you can find someone to help you think better."
Something in his manner suggested that the informal part of the discussion was well and truly over.
"Do you know much about Mr. Scrope?" said William.
"Tuttle Scrope? Son of old Tuscan Scrope, president of the Guild of Cobblers and Leatherworkers for the past 7 years," said Vimes. "Family man, old established shop in Wixon's Alley."
"That's all?"
"Mr. Durward, that's all the watch knows about Mr. Scrope. You understand? You wouldn't want to know about some of the people we know a lot about."
"Ah," William's brow wrinkled. "But there's not a shoe shop in Wixon's Alley."
"I never mentioned shoes.
In fact, the only shop that is even remotely connected with leather is..."
"That's the one," said Vimes.
"But that sells..."
"Comes under the heading of leatherwork," said Vimes, picking up his truncheon.
"Well, yes, and rubberwork and feathers and whips and little jiggly things," said William, blushing, "but
never been in there myself, although I believe Corporal Nobbs gets their catalogue," said Vimes. "I don't think there's a guild of makers of little jiggly things, though it's an interesting thought. Anyway, Mr. Scrope is all nice and legal, Mr. Durward. Nice old family atmosphere, I understand. Makes buying this and that and little jiggly things as pleasant as half a pound of humbugs, I don't doubt. And what rumour is telling me is that the first thing nice Mr. Scrope will do is pardon Lord Vetinari."
"What? Without a trial?"
"Won't that be nice?" said Vimes, with horrible cheerfulness. "A good start to his term of office, eh? Clean sheet, fresh start, no sense in raking up unpleasantness. Poor chap, overwork, bound to crack. Didn't get enough fresh air, and so on. So he can be put away in some nice quiet place, and we'll be able to stop worrying about this old wretched affair. A bit of a relief, eh?"
"But you know he didn't..."
"Do I?" said Vimes. "This is an official truncheon of office, Mr. Durward. If it was a club with a nail in it, this would be a different sort of city. I'm off now. You've been thinking, you tell me. Maybe you ought to think some more."
William watched him go. Saccharissa had pulled herself together, perhaps because no one was trying to comfort her any more.
"What are we going to do now?" she said.
"I don't know. Get a paper out, I suppose. That's our job."
"But what happens if those men come back?"
"I don't think they will. This place is being watched now."
Saccharissa started to pick papers up off the floor.
"I suppose I'll feel better if I do something."
"That's the spirit."
"If you can give me a few paragraphs about that fire..."
"Otto got a decent picture," said William. "Didn't you, Otto?"
"Oh, yes, that one is okay, but..."
The vampire was staring down at his iconograph. It was smashed.
"Oh, I'm so sorry," said William.
"I have others,"
Otto sighed.
"You know, I thought it would be easy in the big city," he said. "I thought it would be civilized. They told me mobs didn't come after you with pitchforks in the big city like they do back in Shishia. I mean, I try. God knows I try. 3 months, 4 days, and 7 hours on the wagon. I give up the whole thing. Even the pale ladies with the velvet basques worn on the outside and the fetching black lace dresses and those tiny little, you know, high-heeled boots. And that was a wrench, I don't mind telling you."
He shook his head miserably and stared at his ruined shirt.
"And stuff all gets broken, and now my best shirt is covered with blood, covered with red, red blood, rich, dark blood, the blood, covered with the blood, the blood."
"Quick," said Saccharissa, pushing past William. "Mr. Goodmountain, you hold his arms.